verses this evening, found in 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 and 10. If you have a Scofield Bible, you can find it around page 460. 1 Chronicles chapter number 4, verses 9 and 10. If you love the Lord, say amen. Appreciate what the Lord's doing in our church, stirring in our hearts. Not many of you get to go and see what I get to see in churches. But the more I go, the more I appreciate what God has done for us at this place. And we're to fight to keep the faith. We're to strengthen the things that remain here. Let's never lose our sensitivity of the Spirit of God. No matter how big our church grows, let's never lose the closeness of a small church atmosphere. 1 Chronicles 9, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. His mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bear him with sorrow." Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and thine hand might be with me. Thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. You may be seated tonight. Thank you for standing. Father, we love you. We thank you for this time together now. Help us to be a blessing. God, I need your touch. I pray, Lord, you'd help us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We've been dealing the last few times we've been able to talk to you on Wednesday night on activities of the Christian life. We spoke in days gone by, the Christian needs to be shining. Boy, in a dark day, and it's such a blessing to have the opportunity to let your light shine. Did you know you can take all the darkness in this world and pour it in this place, and it cannot put out one little light that's in this building? One little light can come in this place and put out all the darkness in this building. So Jesus instructs His children to be shining. Then we ought to be running the race, not only shining but running. Our time is short, redeeming the time. We ought to be helping. I sure am glad that I'm in a church that is involved in reaching and helping others. Thank God for ministry that is certainly serving others and being a blessing to others. May our church never forget about that of helping. Then we are to be sowing. Never forget, we do sow, or we will reap what we sow. What we're sowing is what's going to come up. So we ought to find ourselves sowing. We ought to find ourselves fighting. It is a warfare. This flesh is strong. Sister said tonight, someone's took their life. It's a mental warfare. You know, it's so many strongholds and struggles in this life. And we need to find ourselves as a Christian fighting. You don't win any battle sitting down. We must be about the Father's business. If we fall, we simply get up, dust off, and keep moving on for the glory of God. The devil would have you to go in a foxhole and never see you again. He'd love to kick dirt on top of you. But we must keep fighting. Then tonight I want to deal with that of praying. There's ever been a time that one of the great activities of the Christian life has to do with that of praying. One of the greatest prayers that's mentioned in the Bible is found tonight that I've read in 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 and 10. Not a lot is known about Jabez. It's a lot known about his prayer, some things that's said about his mother. First of all, you'll notice this. First of all, his preeminence in verse number 9 of 1 Chronicles 4 and 9 says, Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. In other words, he stood out above those that he walked with. Tonight, how are you standing with those that you walk with in the church? We should be honorable. We should be forthright in doing what God has called us to do. I want to tell you, I really enjoyed preaching here Sunday morning on There's No Bad Deals with Jesus. God has hired us into the vineyard. God wants us to do that, what He's called us to do. Ma'am, you've got a job. Sir, you've got a job that only you can do. And therefore, He was more honorable. We see His preeminence. But then in verse number 9, you'll notice His pain. The Bible said His mother called His name Jabez, saying, because I bear Him with sorrow. Now, bore with sorrow, watch this. Blessings are often clothed in burdens. I want to say this. Often blessings are clothed in burdens. We don't know a lot about what He's talking about, but we do know this, that He caused His mother great sorrow in His birth. But isn't it something that God can take the things of sorrow and turn them to great blessing? We see His preeminence, we see His pain, but then we see His prayer that I just want to talk a few minutes about tonight. It's found in verse number 10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel. Now, I want to say, first of all, there is the practice of praying. I want to ask you this real quickly. Have you prayed today? Have you prayed today? One of the greatest activities or one of the greatest attributes of a child of God ought to be that of communion with our Father in heaven. The practice of praying. Jabez called on the God of Israel. Now, I want to say, he prayed with the right decision. Young people, you've got to make a decision to pray yourself. The Bible said that simply he called. Jabez called. We see he had the right decision. It's the greatest decision you'll ever have is to talk with God. And then, not only his decision, but his direction. He prayed right to the God of Israel. I'm glad we don't have to pray to Buddha or Muhammad or Allah tonight. I sure am glad we can pray to the God of Israel. Aren't you glad we've got a God that is alive? The sister asked tonight, please pray for our daughter. Aren't you glad, sister, you've got a God that's alive that can hear you? Brother Gary, aren't you glad you got a God that can hear you tonight? And all of these that have spoken prayer requests, what does poor people do that don't have the God of Israel? I'm glad we got a God that can hear His children. And therefore, we have the God of Israel. He prayed with the right decision. He prayed in the right direction. And He prayed with the right demeanor. He called upon God. He didn't tell God. He asked God. We need to have that kind of demeanor about us. God, you know everything, but would you help me? God, I need you to help me. He called on God. I'm going to tell you, when our church is in trouble, we can only get help when we call on God. You listen to me, Liberty Baptist Church. There's no doubt God's going to allow us to take this wall out and put another wing in. I know that's going to happen. But I'm going to tell you, more battles will come. This church has been through the fire. There's families that's been through the fire, but aren't you glad when you've always come out of the fire, you've come out a lot better? Aren't you glad we got a God we called to with the right demeanor? Oh, God, help me! Glad we got a God we can call on tonight. Now, that's the practice of praying. How's your practice of praying? Number two, the purpose of praying. He said this in his prayer, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. It was not a selfish prayer, and it was not a selfless prayer. You see, it is okay to ask God to bless you. It's good to ask God to bless others, but I'm going to tell you what, I like it too when God blesses me. God blesses His children. And I'm going to tell you the purpose of praying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Prayer is how we get blessings. If you're short on blessings, check your prayer life. That's how we get blessing. He said, you have not because you ask not. God wants us as His children to talk to Him and simply ask Him. Now, there is the practice of praying. There's the purpose of praying. It was not selfish, and it was not selfish. He needed God to do something for him. And I can tell you, when people like this are blessed, they have a tendency to bless others. That's what we ought to be praying with our church. God bless us that we can bless others. Do you remember when the children Jesus had told them, said, if you'll cast the net on the right side, you shall find. They did. They couldn't draw it for the multitude of fishes. Then in Luke chapter number 4, they went out fishing again. Jesus said, launch out into the deep. And they minded the Lord, and they could not draw it for the multitude of fishes. The net break. The Bible said they beckoned unto their partners to come help them and get what they got. They didn't say, y'all come here and let us bless you. They said, y'all come here and bless us by us helping you. That ought to be our mentality. See, we're blessed when we give to others. They didn't tell them, y'all come here and be blessed. Come here and bless us. Get what we got. Now, that's a big different mentality tonight. But, oh, my goodness, how we need to be blessed that we can bless others. The purpose of praying. Then thirdly, not only the practice of praying, the purpose of praying, but look at his perimeter of praying. He said this, Lord, would you enlarge my coast? In other words, he said, would you increase my borders? Would you enlarge places that I can do for you? We need our faith enlarged. We need our dedication enlarged. We need our faithfulness enlarged. Boy, we need our holiness enlarged, our sanctification enlarged. God, enlarge our borders, make it bigger, but be sure you're there with me. And I'm going to tell you tonight, we need to pray in this thing of perimeter praying. God, increase, enlarge my coast. Lord, let us reach places that we've never reached. I've never been happy just reaching Bowden, Georgia. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And I'm amazed at what God has done with a handful of people at Liberty Baptist Church to reach this nation with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be praying collectively as a church, Lord, enlarge our coast. Then as Christians, we ought to be saying, Lord, enlarge our coast. Use me in different perimeters like you've never used me. Some of you at your jobs, you'd be amazed what God could do if you'd asked Him. But I'll warn you with this. Don't ask God to use you and then go to feeling used. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you'll pray out of the right heart, God, use me, He'll do that. And we ought to pray, oh God, enlarge our coast. Then not on the perimeter of praying, but look at the power of praying. He simply said this. He said that you would enlarge my coast and that thine hand might be with me. We can't do this by ourselves. At your job, you need the Lord. Boy, at my job, I need the Lord. And I'm going to tell you the power from praying that your hand might be upon me. Jabez wanted God with him. Church, we need God with us. You think about it, Sunday morning. How many visitors was in this place Sunday morning? That's amazing to me at the people that God has sent to this place on a Sunday morning. And I'm going to tell you something. We need the power of God in this place when sinners come. Folks, it scares me when lost people come in and they're not convicted about their lifestyle. And we need to be praying that the power of God would be in this place. And we need to be praying that the power of God would be on our life. We have church members that's lost. I've got loved ones in my family that they need to see the hand of God on my life. Oh, our lost loved ones, they're going to meet God. You know, I thought about this today. A lot of people, mom and daddies, listen to your preacher tonight. A lot of people, they're maybe hoping that their children maybe will make it big in sports, maybe in golf, baseball, football, basketball, softball. Hoping maybe they might make it big and hit the big time, you know. You know what the percentile of kids really make it there? But you know 110% of them's going to meet God. You better be getting your priorities right. It's not about out yonder what's going on in this world. It's about when they meet God. And we need the power of God in our lives and our families. I think I'd get involved in my children's soul more than I would their ball playing. I know that's old fashioned, but I'm not backing up. We need the power of God on our lives. I need the power of God on your preacher. We need the power of God on our leadership. The devil would love to close this house up. The devil would love to shut you down and set you down that you'd never say another word for His honor and glory. That would thrill the devil to death. We need the power of God, the hand of God on us. You that's here tonight lost. I hope God will save you before you meet Him. I'm going to tell you, hell is still real tonight. And there's a fire you better be trying to get something done about that's coming your way. And the only way that you can shun that is to believe in the Lord Jesus. Let Him be your Savior. He loves you tonight. Raise your children in church. Raise them up under old time preaching. Teach them right and wrong. Live it in front of them. Oh, we need the power, the hand of God on us. Jabez prayed right. He said, oh, I want God with me, that thine hand might be with me. Listen to me, Mom and Dad. We can't do this by ourselves. We can't raise children, grandchildren by ourselves. We can't build a church by ourselves. We can't live lives that are holy and acceptable unto the Lord by ourselves. We need the hand of God. And I'm going to tell you, one of the only reasons and the only resources we have is that of praying. Oh, we need power from praying. Then, look what else he says. Not only the perimeter of praying and the power from praying, but look at the purity found from praying. He said, now thou wouldest keep me from evil. Now I'm going to tell you, praying will keep us from evil. Prayer helps purify the one who's praying. Always remember that. But we need God, that thou wouldest keep me from evil. There's a lot of evil around. Mom and Daddy, your children's got more evil out there than men you ever looked at. Evil's so readily accessed today. Used to, our nation had such a presence of God in the streets. But now it seems like that God's not even hardly known in this country. But aren't you glad there's still a few places that know who God is? He said that thou wouldest keep me from evil, the purity in praying. And then watch this, there's protection in praying. He said that it may not grieve me. Oh my, we need protection that it might not grieve me. Sin brings sorrow, pain, and suffering. Young people, you better quit playing around with sin. Sin will soon play you. Mom and Daddy, you better quit messing around dabbling with sin. Sin will find you out. Sin's on every corner. You don't have to hunt too far to find sin. This flesh is weak and it is wicked. And it loves sin for a little while. Boy, there's protection from praying, oh Lord, that it might not grieve me. You know what would scare me a lot about really just absolutely going crazy, Brother Joe, that it would just grieve the heart of God and the church that I pastor. Looking at my grandchildren, I can tell you, I can show you right now a man tonight. Many of you would know if I called his name. He's one of the hardest preachers in this country. He's not even preaching tonight. Not only do we need the hand of God to have power on us, we need the hand of God to protect us. We need God to protect our homes. The devil hates your homes. He don't want to see you getting in a car Sunday morning, come to the house of God where preaching is. He don't care if you go to one of them little zoos or the little romper room play. That don't bother him. But when you bring your children to a place where you can respond in the altar with God, with the Spirit of God, I'm going to tell you, you'll wake the devil up. You better stay on your guard. We don't want to grieve God. In other words, he's saying, God, protect me so I don't even embarrass myself. Let me tell you, God will let you embarrass yourself. Then lastly, not only the practice of praying. Are you praying? The purpose of praying. The perimeter of praying. The power from praying. The purity of praying. the protection from praying. But lastly, look at the provisions from praying. Look what God done. And God granted him that which he requested. Prayer is the way to obtain blessing. I'd ask you this tonight. If Jabez had not prayed, he would have missed many blessings. If Jabez had not prayed and asked God for these things, would he have received what God granted him? Because the Bible said, watch this, and God granted him that which he requested. Underline that in your Bible tonight. Most of the times we get what we pray for. Aren't you glad we got a God that can hear tonight? You know, the country could take our Ten Commandments from being posted. They may even take for the outlaw a Bible. But it's something they never take. It's praying. They'd passed every ordinance in the land with Daniel, but Daniel never forgot. Three times a day, turned himself towards Jerusalem, kept his windows open. I want to keep my windows open tonight. You say, why is that? Well, it's not so much getting my prayer through, but it's getting the blessings in. I want my windows open tonight. Appreciate you being here. Stand with us around the house. Mom and daddies, I sure do need to meet with you. With your children leaving Monday on the youth trip, you'd meet me and Miss Renee in the side door. We've got some forms to get signed tonight. Remember, all these families, many need encouragement. Miss Gail Liggett today said she was just so impressed with the church, with the people that it's seen and called and done. Let me tell you, folks, it's going to come a time when your family's going to need a church. And so you better be putting some in the bank. Amen. One or two families can't run a ministry like that. We've got to do our part. Amen. And I wished I had time and the voice to preach that again Sunday morning. But there are no bad deals with Jesus. He said, you just work and I'm going to do what's right. Boy, He is a God that always does right. Father, we love You tonight. Thank You for this time together. Touch these prayer requests. God, may we be reminded of the prayer of Jabez. Lord, he got what he prayed for. Help us to be mindful of where our blessings come from. You are a God that hears. You're a God that can. You're a God that can do anything. Thank You for that, Lord. Meet with us here Sunday now. Help us and we'll be grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. One thing I'd like